This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is National Forest Products Month in October. We've been having conversations all month long with Tiffany Roddy from Roseburg Forest Products, but also part of the Douglas County chapter of Oregon Women in Timber. And she joins us on the phone this morning. Tiffany, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So let's talk about this one more time before the month wraps up. We've covered a lot of different things about forest products and their impact on our area over the course of these segments. I know one of the ones that you guys like to remind folks of is just how many people are employed in forest products and related industries, and also how the wage in those industries compares to other jobs in Oregon. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, no, great question, Kyle. So you can't, you know, just have a great job working in the woods or in manufacturing with high-tech jobs and enjoy it. You can also make quite a great wage as well. So, you know, throughout Oregon, we have about 61,000 jobs in our sector. That's about $3 billion in annual payroll, which is mind-boggling. But here in Douglas County, there are about 5,500 direct jobs. That's about 13% of the county employment. And when you look at what the average annual wage is across Oregon and across all the counties, in Douglas County, our forest sector average annual wage is 36% higher than the average annual wage in Douglas County.
Well, and that makes a big difference when you've got families trying to get by and enjoy life to be in that. And of course, you've got to work your way up like a lot of other things. And there's a lot of background that goes into being in a lot of the areas of forest products that probably requires a higher degree of certification or education than maybe it did in decades past.
Yeah, so, you know, to work in the woods, in the forest sector, typically, you know, we're looking for folks with a two-year degree or a four-year bachelor's degree. You know, we hire a lot of people from Umpqua Community College and, of course, Oregon State University. Go Beavs. But as far as our manufacturing jobs go, there's a lot of opportunity for upward growth. You know, a lot of folks that work here in our, you know, facilities and have, you know, gotten higher or, you know, middle management positions, they started running forklifts or, you know, pulling green chain back when that was a thing. So there is a lot of opportunity for upward mobility. You don't necessarily have to have a four-year degree to get a great family wage paying job in a rural area.
And there's so many jobs that are not directly in forest products, but tied to forest products, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So think about, you know, our sector. We don't exist in a silo or on an island. There are all of these other jobs that, you know, are a ripple effect of that, you know, $3 billion payroll that I mentioned earlier. So think about all of the service providers for logging equipment. Think about all of the small businesses that are involved out in the woods, you know, road builders, loggers themselves. Those are, you know, often family-owned small businesses. Think about all of the maintenance outfits that, you know, service our manufacturing facilities, all of the even just convenience stores that these folks might stop at on their way out to the woods or on their way to work in the morning. So that dollar in the payroll, it ripples out into the community and builds the local economy.
As you are out in, and you have a kind of a unique job because you're both out in the forest, but you're also in meetings and offices too, right?
Yeah. So it's a very dynamic kind of job. You know, I went into forestry so that I wouldn't have to work in the office. And it's kind of funny, as you progress through your career, you end up spending more time at the desk, but that's just the way it works. So, you know, as a forester, it's great. You know, when you start out, you're doing a lot of field work. You're working out in the woods all the time. You get to go and fight fires or work with helicopters and tree planting crews. I've watched countless sunrises and sunsets and got paid for it. But yeah, I mean, there's also professional advancement opportunities as well. You don't have to be stuck out in the woods if you want to try to do something more.
And as the, you know, when you look at the aspect of forest products in the area, talk about the impact between the difference in management styles of forest land.
Yeah. So, you know, in Oregon, I want to say about 60% of the forest lands are owned by the federal government. So the Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, but they only produce about 15% of commercial timber harvests in the state. So think about the disparity there. Only 40% of the land in Oregon is privately owned, but we're doing, 85% of the commercial timber harvest. So there is a bit of a management disparity from public and private timberland.
And as well, talk about the local chapter of Douglas County Women and Timber, some of the things you're involved in.
Yeah. So, Oregon Women and Timber, we lovingly refer to it as OWIT. Our mission is to create awareness and appreciation for the value of trees and to, educate folks about the protection, management, and conservation of our renewable forests and forest products. So in Douglas County, there are many ways to get involved. You can find us on social media through all of your various channels and find out what we're doing on any given week. But we have socials. We have educational opportunities for local school children and the general public. There are many ways you can get plugged in and get involved.
All right, Oregon Women and Timber, the Douglas County chapter. And if people want to find out how to do just that, how do they get connected?
Yeah. So you can find OWIT online. Our website is ORWIT, that's ORWIT.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Just look for Oregon Women and Timber.
All right, Tiffany Roddy from Roseburg Forest Products and the Douglas County Chapter of Oregon Women and Timber. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, and happy Forest Products Month.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.